This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Proverbs 14:34 says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people." In Genesis 18, Abraham prayed that the first part of that proverb be fulfilled in Sodom. God finally said he would not destroy Sodom if he found 10 righteous there. Sadly, God couldn't grant this request because there were not even 5 righteous in the city. The immorality and debauchery was so substantial the name of the city became the basis of the term sodomy, defined in Webster's dictionary as any sexual intercourse regarded as abnormal, as between persons of the same sex, especially males, or between a person and an animal. Even righteous Lot was so jaded living in that environment, he was ready to give his virgin daughters to a sexually crazed mob of men to do with as they pleased. No wonder his sons-in-law thought it was a joke when he warned to flee the impending judgment. Lot himself was reluctant to flee under the merciful urging of the angel. It's not surprising to see Lot's wife disobey and his 2 daughters engage in incest. Sin is a disgrace to any people, especially people of God, whose conscience has been seared by subtle compromise. Paul was right when he wrote the church in the notorious city of Corinth, "Bad company corrupts good character," 1 Corinthians 15:33. In our day, it seems the whole world is careening down a similar road, and be assured, God's judgment will be just as certain. We need to remember what happened to Lot and his family and repent before it's too late.